Castro's attorneys told WKYC that they spoke with him for several hours. They said he loves his daughter, whom he's alleged to have fathered with one of the women he's accused of kidnapping. Attorney Jay Schlackett, who also represented Anthony Sowell, said the media has unfairly portrayed Castro as a monster.
The media and the community wants to demonize this man before they really know the whole story, and I think that it's unfair. And it's just not equitable.
A plea of not guilty is normal, says Ian Friedman, who defended convicted Chardon High School shooter T.J. Lane. Friedman says defense attorneys almost always advise pleading not guilty initially. That way they can review the prosecution's evidence during the pretrial phase.
As horrendous as this case is, they are going down the road following the procedure that's done in all cases.
And Friedman says as part of providing the best possible defense, it's common to try to move the trial to another jurisdiction. Castro's defense says they'll consider that. Castro is charged with 3 counts of rape and 4 counts of kidnapping, but the county prosecutor has said he wants an indictment on each instance of assault and rape, each day of kidnapping, and aggravated murder in connection with alleged forced miscarriages. The prosecutor has said he'll evaluate whether he can seek the death penalty. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.